USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chudden Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
JBS, the largest beef supplier in the world, paid the ransomware hackers who breached its computer networks $11 million. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Another major company says they paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Reveal $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but he ultimately made it to prevent any potential risk to their customers.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has identified the hackers as being on Russian soil. Disease-carrying ticks are turning up in areas that were long believed to be tick-free, according to a study published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. Researchers surveyed the brush along Northern California beaches. More ticks means more tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1752. Benjamin Franklin flies a kite during a thunderstorm and collects ambient electrical charge in a Leyden jar, enabling him to demonstrate the connection between lightning and electricity. Flash, 1940. Norway surrenders to Nazi Germany after 2 months of fighting, and Italy declares war on France and Great Britain. Flash, 1692. Salem Village in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Bridget Bishop, the first colonist to be tried in the Salem witch trials, is hanged after being found guilty of the practice of witchcraft. Flash, 1968.
But now the war has become enormously expensive to him. He's had to almost fully mobilize his country. It's been a major national effort. In addition to sending his best troops and leadership to the South and supplying them, which has been a major undertaking. He's had to establish a large and sophisticated air defense system to counter our air campaign. He's had to mobilize a great number of men to keep his transportation system operative. Despite the fact that we've had pressure on the enemy for slightly over 1 year and the major effort by North Vietnam, he has nothing to show for his investment. He has not won a single significant victory in the South during the last 1.5 years.
At a Saigon news conference on the day he is to turn over command of U.S. forces in Vietnam to another general, General William Westmoreland offers his assessment of past and current trends in the war. I'm Lance Pryne. This is USA Radio News.